And now the game where we ask somebody who's done great things to do something less great. It's our Not My Job game. So this Sunday night at the Oscars, history might be made, and I'm not talking about bringing that sucker in at under 3 hours. There is a possibility that the Best Actor award will go to the youngest winner in history. I'm talking about Jesse Eisenberg. He's been nominated for his portrayal of the founder of Facebook in the movie The Social Network. Jesse joins us now. Jesse Eisenberg, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much.
Really great to have you.
It's great to be here.
First of all, congratulations. Are you all excited about the Oscars?
I am, but I didn't know that fact you just mentioned. Which,
you didn't know that?
Is alarming. No, now I think I'll feel even worse.
Well, apparently, I found this out. Adrian Brody holds the record. He won Best Actor at the age of 28. And you can beat him out if you win on Sunday.
Okay, I didn't know.
So try your hardest.
Really, yes, that's exactly. That's more incentive to work really hard on your acting this week.
Yeah, Jesse, is there anything you can do between now and then to lock this up?
I could maybe go to the voters' houses and redo some of the scenes I screwed up.
Yeah. Hey, so what has it been like? Has it been just endless parties and press opportunities and gift bags and the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess all of that except the gift bags, but it's been,
You've had no gift bags?
Yeah, I heard other people got gift bags. Is that a... should I not have mentioned the gift bags?
I guess they got my gift bag.
Apparently, they only give them to people over a certain age.
So I have to ask you, I have this Joan Rivers thing, I've always wanted to ask this question. So, who are you wearing?
Right now, I'm at home in boxer shorts, but on.
All right, who's
on
boxer
Sunday,
shorts?
I imagine I'll have something a little darker on.
Really?
Yeah.
You could just go with the boxer shorts, and when they answer, you can say, "Oh, Fruit of the Loom."
do make sure, Jesse, that if they say that they're just giving you the boxer shorts, make it clear before you leave, because there's been some incidents with that kind of thing in Hollywood.
Right. No. You know, I assume I'll be returning these after the.
Absolutely. And I get to keep them.
So, we've mentioned the movie. Let's talk about it. It's of course the Social Network, huge movie from last year. You play Mark Zuckerberg, the very real person who founded Facebook. We understand you were not a big Facebook guy though before you got this role.
No, and this is something I really wanted to tell you because I had never seen Facebook, and then I was rehearsing for the movie, and I was my character was discussing all of these things that I didn't know anything about, and so I got a Facebook page while I was listening to this show, and I didn't want to use my own name, so I used your name. And
I'm sorry. What?
The account has been deleted. Soon thereafter, but. It was the strangest.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You're telling me that as part of your research for this role, you opened a Facebook account under my name.
Yes. Now, the strange thing was, I was doing interviews for several months about the movie, and people would always ask me, "Do you have a Facebook page?" And I would always say no because I had deleted the account. But people would say that that they had looked online the night before and that they saw that I did have a Facebook page or that I had several. So I would always get kind of quietly furious that somebody was pretending to be me. It never occurred to me until they asked me to do this show that I had done that to somebody. And I apologize if you have experienced any strange looks or.
So one of the it's odd because, well, frankly, you're a movie star. You're an Oscar nominated actor, and yet we're told that you don't go to movies very much.
Yeah, I really don't. Since I started acting in movies a few years ago, I got so kind of. Just self-conscious of seeing a movie and realizing that's what I do, and then it made it less real to me, and so I just kind of stopped watching them. I'm sure I'll get over it at some point, but that's just because I guess I'm so new at it.
Well, so you don't go to movies, and you also were told we know you're not on Facebook except when you're impersonating me, and you don't watch TV. What do you do in your spare time?
Well, I live in New York City, and so there's so much stimulation when you walk outside. It does not require a television in the home, and I don't know. I ride a bicycle, and I spend a lot of time doing that, I guess.
Riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
But not to the movies. Let me ask you: Are you looking forward to this week being over, and you won't be Oscar nominee anymore? You'll either be Oscar winner, or you'll just be Jesse Eisenberg again.
Well, you don't lose the nominee.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
They don't force you back into to a civilian.
They don't take away your privileges.
No. You build up this great anticipation, and it's just, you know, it's a strange kind of place to live in for several months with that kind of that anticipation. It's a strange and unsustainable feeling to have.
Will you show up out front there on your bike?
You should do that. You should. They have the limos pulling up, and you should just ride up on your Schwinn. I think that would be totally cool.
And then where do I lock it up, though?
Clips off your trousers.
Just hand it to Joan Rivers and say, watch this for a few hours. I'll be back. What's she going to do? Say no? Oh, who's your date? Can you tell me?
I'm taking my mother, she couldn't be more thrilled.
Yeah. I bet. Oh. That's really exciting. Yeah. That's really great.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Is she going to ride in the basket? That just seems uncomfortable for her.
Jesse Eisenberg, we are delighted to talk to you, but we have, in fact, a darker purpose. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
I have no friends at all, and I like it that way.
Since you are now the face of social networking, even more than the guy who actually invented it, we thought we'd ask you three questions about people in the anti-social network, namely hermits.
Ooh.
Answer two or three questions about hermits right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's Voice, on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Jesse Eisenberg playing for?
Jesse is playing for Patty Raynaud of Farmingdale, Maine.
All right. Ready to play, Jesse?
Yes, could I just ask, I thought this was supposed to be about something I don't know anything about.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you claiming some expertise on hermiting?
He is one.
Well, he lives in New York without a TV and... Well, I guess maybe you count. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you can use that expertise. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Here's your first question, sir. One of America's most famous hermits was Robert Harrell. He achieved what distinction? A, he became the only person excused from the military draft because of, quote, a noxious bodily odor. B, he became the second most popular tourist attraction in North Carolina. Or C, he inspired a brief 1920s dance craze called the hermit rag.
Okay, as a hermit, I know it's not C. I would say probably A, the noxious odor.
So he was called up for military service, but they said, you smell so badly, we will excuse you.
Yeah.
Beyond even attempting to wash him.
Yeah.
No, it was actually B. He became the second most popular tourist attraction in North Carolina. He was known as the Fort Fisher Hermit. He lived near Fort Fisher, North Carolina, and he received so many visitors in the 1960s, he ranked number two after
The Fayetteville Hermit.
Exactly. He was number two after the USS North Carolina. All right, this is no problem. He's got two more chances. Here we go. The Carthusian monks are intensely private, living a life of silent devotion in their monasteries. Now, one such Carthusian monastery allowed a documentary to be filmed about them, but only after what? A, the filmmakers gave them the entire series of the TV show Monk from TV. B, the monks screened and approved the filmmakers' prior film about hedonism in Saint-Tropez. Or C, the monks thought about it for 16 years.
B?
Can you know, B? That they wanted to see the movie he made about Saint-Tropez before they agreed to?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Or it could also be C.
It could be C.
Then could we go with C instead?
You can, and you did. Very well done. It is C.
Okay.
The German filmmaker approached the monks in 1984, and they said, well, they had to think about it. And in 2000, they called him up and said, okay, we'll do it. The documentary is called Into Great Silence, and it is quite good, I'm told.
Ooh, all right. That's
terrible dialogue.
Okay.
Last question.
Yeah.
Living as a hermit is hard, but there is help available for hermits. What? A, a website called Afraid to Show My Facebook. It's a social networking site for hermits.
Yeah.
B, a hermit newsletter complete with hermiting news and hermiting tips. Or C, a complete hermit hut kit with tents, supplies, animal traps, and other equipment for the aspiring hermit.
Okay, so I'm just going to, you know, casually throw this out there, which C.
C?
No?
They're,
whoa, silent.
They're looking at me. There's one guy there going, yes, yes. I think it's just because he wants one. You want to try something else?
Okay, yeah, my next was B.
be. They're liking the Hermiting newsletter.
The Hermiting newsletter. That does sound better. That does sound better now that everybody's clapping for me.
Is that your choice?
Yeah.
You're right. Very well done. The Hermit newsletter is called Raven's Bread. It has about 1,000 subscribers around the world.
It is probably a newsletter without a personal section, right? By definition, they're not looking to meet.
Wanted, nobody. Carl, how did Jesse Eisenberg do in our quiz?
Jesse had 2 correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win for Patty Renault.
All right, congratulations.
All right. Yay.
Jesse Eisenberg is the Oscar-nominated star of The Social Network. Jesse Eisenberg, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you
so much, Jesse.
Thank you.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
All right, Jesse.